AM 1310 WDPN, your home for unforgettable favorites like that one from Fabian. That's Turn Me Loose. We are 16 after 8. Good morning. 65 degrees and overcast skies in Northeast Ohio as we welcome our guest this morning. Regular listeners of Rex in the Morning Show know that I love food. And believe it or not, if you allow anything to control your life, whether it's food, alcohol, gambling, you name it, it is an obsession and can cause you great harm. That's why, even though I call myself a foodie, it's good to enjoy food, but not to excess. To discuss that very subject, my guest joins me via telephone, Michelle Goldberger. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Rex. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. As I mentioned in the setup, I love food, and many people would call themselves foodies, as I do, but anything to an obsession is too much.
That's correct. And that's why the founder of Core Retreat in Minnesota, Bert Nordstrand, wrote the book Living with the Enemy. Years ago, doctors warned him about his health risks of being obese, but he couldn't find a solution until he treated it as an addiction.
Speaking of which, most recently, the American Medical Association has given an official designation, for lack of a better term, perhaps, Michelle, to food, calling it literally an addiction, calling obesity a disease, in fact. Comments there?
Yeah, that's a huge decision. It's definitely a step in the right direction. More people can get help that way. You know, there is help available, and they come to Core Retreat if they feel like it's a problem for them.
Can we define obesity?
Well, you know, they say if you have a BMI of 30 or above, but they say that's not really reliable definition. And there's obesity and there's morbid obesity. And I think when you hear the word obesity, you think in your mind of the person that's over 100 pounds overweight. And that's just not true. I mean, I was 60 pounds overweight at one time about 9 years ago, and I had a difficult time considering myself obese at that weight. Yet I was.
And your story is one that has a happy ending, if I may say that, although, as with any addiction, you fight it constantly. There is no real ending, is there?
Well, you know, the good news is it can be arrested. You know, it's very similar to alcoholism. You know, the alcoholic can go and work a 12-step program and arrest their alcoholism to the point where they're not obsessing about drinking all the time, and that's happened for me with the food. And we use the same principles of the 12-step program to get rid of the obsession with food. We can actually live free by putting boundaries around our food so that we can actually moderate the healthy foods for us, and we avoid the ones that cause us problems, that trigger us to have uncontrolled eating. We just don't pick those foods up anymore.
So a couple of areas that I can think of, and with your guidance we'll discuss, not only are we talking about caloric intake, and we're talking about the times to eat. Many of us eat because we're stressed. Not a good thing, is it?
Well, you know, that's part of the recovery process is, you know, learning how to live life on life's terms without going to the food as a comfort, as a solution to your problems. It doesn't work. It just creates more problems.
Indeed, especially if we gain a lot of weight, and that's going to happen if you are a stress eater. Mm-hmm. What about calorically? Are your programs training us calorically as well?
You know, we put everybody on a food plan. We recommend that when they leave, they get one individualized for themselves from a nutritionist so that, you know, we all need a professional actually to tell us how much we're supposed to eat and then to actually follow it. You'd be amazed. And if we avoid those foods that trigger us to eat more and get obsessed about them, we can eat so much more quantities of healthy food, and our taste buds can taste the foods that we used to not be able to taste when we were in the, you know, junk food.
Understood. Now, we're talking about the CORE program, and this is available in Minnesota, which is where you're speaking to us from, Michelle?
That's right. It's a nonprofit. We offer monthly 5-day, 4-night retreats where the participants learn how to live free from the obsession of food and the excess weight that it causes. The website is www.coremn.org.
Again, that's CORE, CORMN.org. You can find out all about the program. And one of the many things that I was surprised by is how economical, how reasonably priced this 12-step program is.
Yeah, that's right. It's only $850 for the whole program. It's residential. You get your own room. Part of the reason why it's so feasible is because the founder, Bert Nordstrand, is an entrepreneur, and he wanted to give back to the community. He spent his life as an addict, and now he's turned that around, and he wants to give back. So he supports CORE financially, and now that we've become officially a nonprofit, we have a lot of the alumni and the members of our community are supporting CORE so that people can come at an affordable price.
And again, folks, this is located in Minnesota, and you can find out all about it on the web at their website, CORE, CORMN.org. We're speaking this morning with their program director, Michelle Goldberger, whom herself was addicted to food too. And it's so important to me, Michelle, that you and also the founder that you mentioned have personal experience with this. This is not something that you just decided, oh, gee, we can do this to make money. You've been there. You know what it's all about.
That's right. When people walk in and they meet me, I just look like a skinny blonde, and people judge me and say, how can she help me? She's skinny. And then I pull out the pair of 22 size jeans and some pictures of when I was obese, and people just, their jaws drop. The only way that's the biggest thing that qualifies me to help people is the fact that I've been where they are. And now it's been 9 years since I was. And most people haven't found a solution that works for that long.
Certainly, congratulations are in order. And we invite any listeners who may be severely overweight to check out this possibility. We're talking about the CORE Retreat Food Addiction Recovery Program in Minnesota with their program director, Michelle Goldberger. Let's tell them about the website and how they can find out more again. Michelle, please.
Yep, they just go to www.cormn.org. And they'll find out all the information they need. They're welcome to come. Our next one that has openings is August 7th through the 11th.
Excellent. Again, our thanks to Program Director Michelle Goldberger of the organization for being our guest this morning. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Rex. Thanks for having me.
You bet. One more time on that website, that is CORMN.org. You'll find out about the CORE Retreat program. It's a 12-step program, and the cost is $850. Now, you've heard a lot of talk and television programs, in fact, about all of these big money-making people, all the stars in Hollywood going to various situations like this to overcome their addiction. And you think, oh, heavens, that's thousands. That could be millions of dollars. How could I ever afford that? This is very affordable. If you are obese, and again, recently the American Medical Association's decision, in fact, just last week, to officially recognize obesity as a disease and requires a range of medical interventions for treatment and prevention. This is one of those. Check it out. Log on to their website, CORMN.org, CORMN.org, and find out more about the CORE Retreat Program in Minnesota. Again, my thanks to our guest this morning, Michelle Goldberger.
Unforgettable favorites, WDPN. WDPN 1310.